And we're live.
What's up, everybody? Brian Osman here, another episode of Masters of the Galaxy podcast. We are supposed to have another guest from the Power Tour, Gus Parks. Right now, he's trapped in the web trying to figure out how to do all this stuff. And hopefully he figures it out soon so he can get on with us. But yeah, with the Power Tour, I'm very passionate about that. That part of Masters of the Universe to me is just so, it's just very, people don't know about it, and they forget, they forget about it, but they don't know about it. And it's such a really cool thing. You can actually go on YouTube, you can find a couple of 10-15 minute scenes from here to there from the show. Supposedly, you know, I've had a couple of guests from the past few weeks from the show, and they told me that there is a video. Someone has a video. If that's the case, I will more than likely get the video. So with that said, either that or I'll let you know when the video is coming out. Wink, wink. Okay? So, yeah, I mean, I'm just very, very passionate about, you know, like even Songster, like Doug Howard's was Songster. That character being made in Forever Plastic would be totally awesome because that entity will get people thinking like, well, what the hell is this? Let me check it out, you know, and then they'll see, oh, the Power Tour. I never saw no Power Tour. What the fuck is this, you know? And then they're like, wow, this is pretty cool. You got to. Things like that, you have to take into account, you know, you got to put yourself back as a kid. You can't judge it as, you know, like a 40-year-old person. Like, you know, I'm going to be 40 in April 23rd. So, I mean, you know, if you watch it now, you judge it completely. You know, I'm going to say how whack it is. You know, it's crazy. If you step back a little bit, maybe you'd appreciate it more for what it's worth. It was really, really cool. I mean, like I said, I saw it at one of the sold out shows, and when I was a kid, at Madison Square Garden, at Radio Music City Hall. So, it was really cool, really, really cool. So, with that being said, hopefully Gus is going to be here soon. PowerCon. PowerCon is coming up. Get your tickets. Get your ass out there. It's a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun. I already got my tickets, airline tickets. I got my my room ready. Actually, I'm only staying Saturday to Sunday. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, bro. When I go, I get the red eye here, right across the street from me is JFK. Hop on a plane, 4 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is. So I think my plane is 7 a.m. this year, and I get there at 10 a.m. It's crazy. It's insane. It's like Star Trek, you know. But yeah, dude, I just get on the plane, fall asleep. Wake up in LA. It's the way to go, you know? And spend all day Saturday, half the day Sunday, and break out. Be back on the plane. I keep saying train. I always do that. I'll be on the plane and get back home around 7:30, I think. I forget what time I get on my plane. I think it's 12:01. I forget. Whatever it is. You know, if you've never been there, it's just definitely something to experience. It's a lot of fun, man. A lot of cool people. Besides, you know, the surprises they have with the the Super 7 exclusive figures or whatever they're going to do this year. It's going to be cool. It never let me down. I've been going for years and years and years. I go every year. And it's great. It's just so much fun. Sorry. Yeah, it's just you know, they got the panels, and they try to get, really cool people. Like I try to get really cool guests on the show. And then you have there's a lot of different things there. So I don't know. It's definitely he doesn't know what's going on.
Brian, have you gotten an update from Gus?
Yeah, he just said I'm not great with computers and stuff like that. So he's asking if we can use another program. I said I don't know, man. Sorry.
I mean, the
So
only other thing you could do maybe is jump on Facebook Live.
I don't know if he would do that,
I mean, that's really
I,
the only two options we have are doing it this way or doing it through Facebook Live.
right. I can ask him.
Wow, this is the thrilling part of the show. I mean,
Oh yeah.
this is what locks in the viewers right here. This is
Whoa.
what keeps them glued.
Oh yeah.
Zentron in the chat room, Joe Carson in the chat room. What's up, guys?
What's up? Thanks for listening. Oh, Joe, sorry about I didn't meet you last week for Wings, brother. Sorry, man.
Meat from wings. You guys go to
Yeah.
go. You guys go to B-dubs.
Nah, we go to the bar. They used to be 10-cent wings. They think now they're 20 cents or something, but they're really, really good. I call them pigeon wings because they're so small, but they're so good. He says okay to the Facebook thing, so I guess we'll jump over there.
All right, well then, why don't you jump onto Facebook and you start the call there, and I'll kind of hang out in the chat room for a couple minutes, and if anybody else pops in, I'll let them know to head that way.
Okay, cool, thanks. All right, guys, I'll see you in a little bit.
Let me see. I'll find the link here for the group. I think YouTube will let me throw it in the chat. No, error, edit, try again. Don't think it wants to let me put it in the chat. Oh, try that. All right, guys, if you're looking at the chat right there, there's a link to the Masters of the Galaxy Facebook group. So you guys can head over there, keep your eye on that, and he'll try popping up live there. You can also join the group while you're there. It's good. I'd switch over to my camera right now, but I don't have any of the lights on. I'm actually sitting in a dark room. So, but anyway, guys, sorry about this. Sometimes technology works fantastic, and sometimes it punches you in the face. And today we got punched in the face by technology. So I'm going to stay dry. It's currently I think I saw Noah's Ark pass by outside my house earlier today. So I'm going to batten the hatches and have some dinner, and I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for watching.
What's up, everybody? Brian Ozone here, just waiting for Gus to join me. And then we can conduct the interview. It's been one of those days. You couldn't get anything right over here. But we'll get it right, man. Hopefully, I figured out how to do this and get him on. What's up, Mike? What's up, Patrick? How's it going, brothers? Yeah, bro. Just waiting for Gus to get on. And Mark, what's up, bro? Ladies and gentlemen, I cleaned out my He-Man room. I bought some shelves and I built them, and it was a pain in my ass. Let me tell you, I couldn't stand a second of it, but I did it. And the problem I'm having now is that
I'm going to be hiding figures if I put shelves in my room. So I think I'm going to have to do it. So it is what it is. My 2000 X mint on card figures are getting buried. They're getting entombed. So, hey, it is what it is. Well, I'll get that past that, and then I'll get all my shit in there, and hopefully it's going to kick ass. I'll tell you, when I was pulling stuff out of there, man, it was just like, what is going on here? I didn't even know I had half this stuff. So, you know. I just invited Gus. Hopefully that'll pop him in. And then we can, what's up, Guido? What's up, George? And, conduct the interview. But he's seeing pictures when you first started, man. That's a lot of work. Yeah, dude, it's a lot. It was a lot of stuff, Patrick. It was a lot of stuff. But like I said, it's going to be done. Hopefully tomorrow I am not working. So, Joe, what's up, brother? Smoking Joe Carson, you son of a bitch. yeah, so it's going to be quite a challenge getting all the stuff back in. I bought a tripod. Smoking Joe's in the building, brother. I bought a tripod. It's funny. You want to hear a funny story? I bought a tripod, but it's a selfie stick, and it has a tripod on it, so I could record in my He-Man room. yes. So I get it in the mail. I open up the box, and it's, you know, it's a selfie stick. It looks like, you know. So I put the selfie. I put it next to me. My wife goes, "What the hell is that?" And I'm like, "It's a selfie stick." And she gave the funniest fucking look in the world, man. But hey, Pat. But I got it. And it's going to work in the He-Man room to record everything. So, you know, I don't know where Gus is, man. This is crazy. It's 7:42 already. Yeah, I got a lot of comics too, Patrick. I restarted collecting comics a couple of years ago with the new 52, came out, and then I got all the Batmans. I got crazy stuff. What up, Pete? And then the Masters Universe came out again with comics, and that was great. But all my old comics are up in my attic, but the newer comics I have is downstairs in the He-Man room. I don't know where Gus is. I don't know if this is working or not. I don't even know. But yeah, tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, I should start bringing this stuff back in and seeing what I got. But I don't know if it's going to work or not. We'll have to see. And then we'll see all the doubles and triples that I bought because I'm an idiot because I'm so burnt. When I was pulling the stuff out, I saw all the stuff. I was like, Jesus. So I'll probably sell some of that stuff on eBay.com. Not eBay. It's eBay.com. And that's it. But, guys, I don't know where Gus is, man. I don't know what's going on. He should have been here by now, but he's not. Yeah, bro. yeah, it's crazy how you just buy stuff and then you got it. I think I'm doing something. Guys, do you know how I can get him in on this, or... Is there any way to invite him? Need a battle cat? I got a battle cat for you. Oh, man. I don't know, guys. I don't know where or how to get him on, but you know what? Maybe we'll do this next week if he could do it. Yeah, no, he's got a phone. He's got a phone. He's doing it on his phone, but I don't know. All right, guys, listen, we'll try to do this next week. I'm going to see if I can get in touch with him. And, guys, I'll see you next week, man. Rock on.